kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang matapang na panawagan ang binitawan ni Nobel Peace Prize winner at Rappler CEO Maria Ressa sa kanyang address sa National Press Club ng Australia. Sinabi niyang hindi eksklusibong problema ng Pilipinas ang lumalaganap na disinformation, kundi isang pandaigdigan o global na panganib na dapat nang harapin ng bawat demokratikong bansa, kabilang na ang Australia. Sa kanyang talumpati, pinuna ni Ressa ang kakulangan ng regulasyon sa mga higanteng tech companies na nagpapakalat ng maling impormasyon. Binanggit niya ang papel ng generative AI at social media sa pag-impluwensya ng opinyon ng publiko at eleksyon.
We need to hold big tech accountable because its greed for money is exploited for information warfare, treating us like Pavlov's dogs. Let me be clear. This isn't a free speech issue. This is a safety issue. And it's about to get worse. The shitification of the internet is in full steam with generative AI. What happened in the Philippines under Duterte is a template that's exported globally. It is happening in many different countries around the world. First, you attack the largest media outlets, make an example, create fear. Then you weaponize the legal system. But the real attack, it comes below. Through social media and generative AI, you don't need to control the press if you can control the narrative. You flood the zone with lies. I'm quoting someone there. Flood the zone with lies. You turn journalists into criminal.
Sa kanyang talumpati, binigyang diin ni Maria Ressa ang mga taktika ng pagpapalaganap ng disimpormasyon at pananakot sa media na siyang naranasan sa Pilipinas sa ilalim ng Administrasyong Duterte at aniyay nagiging pandaigdigang playbook.
In 2017, hashtag Arrest Maria Ressa was trended by the network of disinformation, right? I was arrested for the first time in 2019, 2 years later. You turn journalists into criminal in people's minds. You make the big lie seem like truth through sheer repetition, right? You pound to silence. You repeat a lie a million times. It becomes a fact. This is happening in real time in America today. President Trump's attacks on CBS, his $20 billion lawsuit against it, his threats to revoke ABC and NBC's broadcast licenses, his blocking of Associated Press access, these aren't random acts. They're strategic moves from an authoritarian playbook. The largest news organization in the Philippines, which I headed for 6 years, lost its broadcast franchise, is what we call it in the Philippines, right? But here's what should terrify every Australian. These tactics work. They work because of the design of our public information ecosystem.
Sinubukan ng gobyerno ng Australia na tugunan ang mga issue sa pamamagitan ng Combating Misinformation and Disinformation Bill 2024. Ngunit hindi ito naipasa dahil sa batikos mula sa iba't ibang panig, mula sa pangambang masupil ang free speech hanggang sa kakulangan sa malinaw na implementasyon at posibleng pang-aabuso ng pamahalaan.
Australia abandoned its proposed law aimed at tackling disinformation on digital platforms last year. This was a mistake. You don't really know until you're attacked, right? The human rights we deserve in the physical world, we deserve in the virtual world. Platforms that profit from lies must be held accountable for the democratic damage they cause to users of all ages.
Gayunman, may mga bagong batas na ipatutupad sa Disyembre, ang pagbabawal sa mga menor de edad na wala pang 16 na taong gulang sa paggamit ng social media, kabilang na ang YouTube. Pinuri ni Ressa ang bagong batas.
Thank you, Australia, for your global leadership with your world-first social media ban for children under 16. This landmark legislation, which takes effect in December 2025, is exactly the kind of bold action the world needs. You've recognized, I feel like Sisyphus and Cassandra combined in saying this, right? But you've recognized what I've been saying for years. This is a safety issue, not a free speech issue. By placing the burden on social media companies, not parents or children, to prevent underage access, you've shifted responsibility where it belongs. But like the law on alcohol, you also need to make sure that the companies don't just get away with, okay, what if those underage kids get through? Who's responsible for that, right? These platforms have been experimenting on our children's developing brains for profit. Your law sends a clear message. There's a place for social media, but there is not a place for predatory algorithms targeting children. But don't stop there.
Bilang tugon minungkahi din ni Maria Ressa ang nahakbang na para sa Australia.
We need to restore information integrity. And you know what happens when you're on the front lines and it's been almost a decade? You learn to adapt, right? There are many countries now who have made information integrity a priority. Finally, I'm hearing countries begin to talk about digital sovereignty. We are at this point where we may need new global alliances, right? Everything is shifting. Creative destruction has happened. The destruction has happened. What are you going to create? Information integrity. Information integrity is the mother of all battles. Win this, and we can win the rest. Lose this, and we lose everything.
Hinimok din niya ang mga bansa na bumuo ng matibay na batas para sa kalayaan sa pamamahayag, proteksyon sa mga journalist, at pagpupondo sa independenteng pamamahayag at media literacy programs.
Strengthen press protections and invest in truth. You know, I was running an AI workshop in the Philippines a week or so ago, and someone asked me, has anyone ever made money on truth? As a tech platform, the answer is no. But we will try, right? I mean, enough at least for public interest. Pass a Media Freedom Act with real teeth. Create shield laws that protect journalists and their sources. Establish contestable warrant processes before raids on media organizations. Make press freedom a mandatory consideration in all government decisions. Invest in the infrastructure of truth. Support independent journalism financially. Fund media literacy programs. Create incentives for quality journalism and disincentives for clickbait and disinformation. Make it accountable. Democracy isn't free. It requires investment. Most importantly, recognize that public interest tech is critical infrastructure. Just as governments invest in roads, bridges, and power grids, they must invest in the information infrastructure that democracy requires.
Kaugnay ng mga malawakang protestang naganap nitong weekend, tinukoy din niya ang panganib at papel ng disinformation sa pagpapalakas ng takot, galit at pagkakawatak-watak sa lipunan.
I was shocked, to be honest, because if you talk about a nation of immigrants, isn't that you guys? Right? We've studied immigration in many different parts of the world, including in the United States. We studied the UK, the riots that were sparked. And I would say two things, right? Disinformation or information operations works in two ways. There's a seeding of a meta-narrative that no one really notices, but that meta-narrative is then pounded exponentially and opportunistically. This is, think about it like a virus that infects people. And what used to be unthinkable becomes the norm.
Hinikayat niya mga kapwa journalist na huwag pabayaan ang integridad ng impormasyon. Aniya, kailangang magtulungan ng mga mamamahayag, institusyon at ng pamahalaan para maprotektahan ang katotohanan at ang kinabukasan ng demokrasya.
Australia has a choice to make. You can be leaders in defending democratic values and building the information infrastructure that humanity needs. Or you can watch them erode while hoping it won't happen here. The good news is that Australia has many tools that many countries lack. Your public broadcaster, the ABC, maintains relatively high public trust. During your elections, ABC ran a story about how information warfare poisons chatbots, right? It's shifting. You have strong journalistic traditions. You have a civil society that's still mobilizing for press freedom. But you also have vulnerabilities. Media ownership concentration, declining regional news outlets, and thousands of lost journalism jobs have created an information desert in many communities. When local news dies, democracy withers. The proposed Media Freedom Act isn't just good policy, it's essential infrastructure for democracy. Just as you wouldn't build a city without roads or bridges, you cannot build a healthy democracy without robust protections for press freedom.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.